as of January 5th, I went up to this. For the record, than this present tape so dated, I ask and request for your survival, that you give Marceline complete and total allegiance. She has been given strategic plans and directions as to how to cope with this untimely but evidently necessary experience if it takes place. Flies though, won't they? I fail to say, of course, the obvious fact that this is Jim Jones, president of the People's Temple, and that all of its affiliates, pastor, bishop, apostle, founder, the previous words that I gave, and I shall repeat them in case anything should incapacitate me, that I'm not able to communicate, or for any reason remove me, which would be obviously necessary for your perfection. If it were to take place, I'm requesting that you give Marceline M. Jones your total and undivided allegiance, if you wish to survive and you wish the principles to survive, because she has been given strategic plans for just such an emergency. The following has been given on January 5th, 1974, as binding upon all members of People's Temple, until followed by other words from me at another date and time. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Gratitude. That's 1975.
That's sweet.
Sorry.
Horses rear him up and down the rear street. Oh, shit. And start the whole damn business again. Now I'll get it right this time, sure. This is January 5th, 1975, approximately 1 o'clock in the morning. In the presence of witnesses, Tara Buford, Judy Imes, Linda Amos, Carol Stahl, and Sandy Ingram. In case anything should occur that would remove me from my position as president of People's Temple and all of its affiliates, I'm to be immediately succeeded by Marceline M. Jones. And I require you, if you care at all for the principles of this work and for the survival of the ideals to which we have dedicated ourselves, that you give your total, complete, undivided allegiance to her, because she has been given strategies to guide you through such a time as this, which, if it comes to you, will be needed for your perfection. This is binding upon all members of People's Temple. January 5th, 1975, anyone who would attempt to take any other course than that which I have described, which is total and complete allegiance to Marceline M. Jones, my successor, will be faithless and treasonous to this cause. Thank you. Oh, these spices, am I going to work? Jim Jones, on this early morning of the fifth day of January, 1975, in the presence of witnesses Sandy Ingram, Linda Amos, Terry Buford, Carol Stahl, Judy Imes, Maria Osiris. I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't never bother about Maria's name, her last name. What is it? What is it? Kisars? I just started here. What did I say? What's the name? My mission of your name doesn't in no way reflect. On the fifth day of January, 1974, Jim Jones speaking in the presence. This being the fifth day of January, 1975, I being Jim W. Jones, in sound mind, in the presence of the following witnesses, Sandy Ingram, Linda Amos, Terry Buford, Carol Stahl, Judy Imes, and Maria Katsaris, wish the following disposition in the case of any situation that would cause me to be removed from my office as president, pastor, bishop, apostle, and founder of People's Temple and all affiliates at home and abroad. My request is, my demand is, upon all true followers and all devoted members, is that in the case of my release from this office, that you give your absolute, complete, and total allegiance to Marceline Jones as my successor in every respect. She has been given certain strategies for such an experience as this, if it were needed for your perfection. Please give her your undivided attention and devotion. Follow her even more faithfully, if possible, than you have followed me. This is my last will and testament in reference to People's Temple, and it will not be changed unless there are witnesses and a date given after the time that I've mentioned, January 5th, 1975.